A new survey of internet security says that computer attacks are increasingly being used to make money rather than simply to make mischief. Virus writers are finding also ways to amplify their power. They're renting out robot armies of computers under their command. NPR's Larry Abramson has more.
In the old days, the creators of computer viruses were in it for the glory, for the chance to brag about breaking into some well-guarded system. There's still a lot of boasting in the back alleys of the internet, but increasingly the goal is profit. Vincent Weaver is with the security company Symantec.
There's an ecosystem which has been creative where increasingly the for-profit is the connection between those who find the vulnerabilities, those who write the exploits, and those who are trying to exploit it for money.
Symantec has just released its latest Internet Security Report, which documents the ways that malicious computer code is being used to steal identities, attack businesses, and send out spam. In the first 6 months of this year, Symantec counted nearly 2,000 vulnerabilities, 2,000 security holes that could be used to break into computers remotely. On average, someone attacks those holes less than a week after they are discovered. But Symantec says it usually takes 2 months before a security patch is developed. That means that evildoers have 7 weeks to march through those gateways and get inside the machines of unsuspecting users. And that's where Vincent Weaver says another trend is building. Computer crackers are taking control of vast numbers of machines. They're developing what are known as botnets and offering them for hire.
They become for rent. And we know available on the underground, a number of these systems are available for people who want to use it to make money.
The actual owners of these machines may be unaware that their computers have these alter egos and are being used to commit crimes. In one case brought by the Justice Department last year, a Massachusetts businessman was indicted for hiring a botnet operator and telling him to attack the computers of a competitor. Botnets have also been used to pump up revenues for advertisements by creating imaginary traffic to a website. And these commandeer computers can also be called into service for phishing scams, which trick users into giving up passwords and other personal information. Thorsten Holtz has been monitoring the growth of botnets for a group called the HoneyNet Project from his listening post in Germany. Holtz says even beginners can amass large armies.
So we see several hundred thousands of compromised machines each day. And because the skill set is not very high for running a botnet.
The Symantec Internet Security Report brings news of other ominous trends. Vincent Weaver says he's seeing the growth of viruses aimed at portable computing devices, PDAs, and smart cell phones.
If we look at countries or regions of the world which actually have a faster deployment of a smartphone, such as Japan, we actually see more crime in those areas. So, for example, we've seen the first phishing and fraud attacks occurring in Japan.
If you find these threats alarming, you're supposed to. This news is coming from a company that makes its money off the sale of security software. They see the world through their own particular lens. But even the best security software has holes. For example, researchers at UC Berkeley have just announced they can reliably decode passwords and other information simply by recording the sounds of you typing on your keyboard. Larry Abramson, NPR News.